this particular podcast, I want to clarify a couple of things because there's a growing unease in the fishing industry. And I've fielded these calls, and I know my directors have fielded these calls about potentially feeling persecuted from Boating and Fisheries Patrol. And it seems to have ramped up since the new regulations have started to kick in. And we believe, and I think you made mention of the word interpretation in the last podcast that we did, it's well worth covering the following. So the question I've got, and it's probably the best way to group these concerns, at least for this discussion, and you might need to leave me some latitude here because there's probably some elements to this that we need to talk about. What in your mind, from a legal perspective, constitutes what you might call harassment from Boating and Fisheries Patrol towards commercial fishers? And can an individual commercial fisher take an individual officer to task about that? And the example I've got here is that many commercial fishers, or at least the feedback we're getting, is are receiving visits daily, 2 to 3 nights a week, asking the same bloody question. So our question is, what constitutes a complaint for harassment if we've got one? Can a commercial fisher take an individual officer to task personally for what we perceive as harassment, or if it does constitute harassment? Where do we stand on this stuff, Chris?
Yeah, guys. So the first thing is that, and it's a bit hard for the commercial fisher, whereby the boating and fisheries officer have the power to inspect to do their job. So they can always just say that, well, we're checking this person out multiple times because we believe we need to check to see if they're doing the right thing or whatever it might be. Now, that may obviously be seen as unfair for the commercial fisher, but to simply say that, oh, well, they can't go and see him a couple of times a week, see him or her a couple of times a week, I don't think you can get away with that with respect to saying it's somehow harassment. However, what I'll say you simply do is if inspectors are coming around each night or whatever and asking the same questions, you are actually allowed to say no. So if an inspector comes up to your boat, you've got to allow them to have a look at the boat or the catch. You've got to say who you are and all that sort of thing. So they're the basic just common sense or common courtesy that you've got to say who you are, etc. But if they're asking the same question about your net or your where have you been or something like that, you just simply don't have to answer those questions. So someone can put to bed the harassment whereby you're just saying, sorry, I'm not talking to you any further about that. And if anyone has a problem with that, i.e. the boating and fisheries person, well, you can get someone like myself on the mobile phone and I'll talk to them and tell them what you're doing, etc., or what you're not going to do. What I recommend you also do, however, is record your interactions on your mobile phone. So that I would expect if a boating and fisheries officer is like literally being a bit pesty, then maybe if they're being recorded each time, maybe that will stop some of the visits, stop some of the questions, or at the very least be some evidence that the commercial fisher has of this harassment rather than the he said, she said scenario. So I just recommend you record it on video if possible.
Mate, I appreciate the feedback on that, and that will go some way to addressing some of the questions here. And again, for those listening, if you've got some legal questions, you've got lots of individuals you can reach out to, including Chris, that have got legal backgrounds that can deal with these issues. So please flex your rights as much as you can. And remember, you can always seek legal advice on these issues. Anyone that tells you differently is not telling you the truth. And I'm not accusing the Boating Fisheries Patrol officers of doing that. But from an industry perspective, if you believe you've got something you need to progress, or you've got an issue or a concern, you need to go to people with a legal background to get that looked at. I mean, there's no other way to put that. So Chris, thanks again for this podcast, mate. And for those listening, the next podcast will focus in on a question that we've dealt with internally in the association. Our members are aware of the issues there, and that's our rights as commercial fishers when it comes to recording interactions with Boating and Fisheries Patrol. But that's for the next podcast. So Chris, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries.
Thank you for joining us as always. Keep following us on Facebook, on our website, And again, I'll put links to Law Essentials and the good work that Chris and his team do for industry. And again, thank you for your time. We'll catch you all on the next podcast.